Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate December 6th. The moon forms a beautiful grouping with the planet Jupiter and the twins of Gemini tonight. Jupiter looks like a brilliant star. It's below the moon as they climb into view by about 8:30. Castor, the fainter of Gemini's twins, is to the left of the moon, and Pollux, the brighter twin, is to the lower left. The grouping is even tighter at first light tomorrow. The moon circles through Gemini roughly once a month, the time it takes to complete one full turn through the background of stars. If you made a movie of those passages over the years, the moon would look like a car that can't stay in the same lane. That's because the moon's orbit around Earth is tilted a bit compared to the ecliptic, the sun's path across the sky. So the moon moves back and forth across the ecliptic during its month-long cycle. It moves from about 5 degrees north of it to about 5 degrees south. The moon's position on the ecliptic relative to an individual constellation doesn't change much from month to month. Instead, it takes years to see much of a difference. In the case of Gemini, that means that every few years the moon comes especially close to Pollux. But then it moves away and eventually leaves a big gap, up to the width of your fist held at arm's length. But that won't happen again until the early 2030s, as the moon weaves into another lane. More about the moon and Jupiter tomorrow. McDonald Observatory offers teacher workshops, guides, and other resources for educators. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.